With patience, you will get all good things. As Almighty Allah says in Quran, Wala in sabartum lahuwa khayrun lis-sabirin. But if you endure patiently, verily, it is better for the patient. Look, God is never silent, never. We only feel stuck because we want things to happen quickly, forgetting that God's timing is everything and always perfect. God is never late. You know, patience is when you are supposed to be mad, but you choose to understand. Probably your relationship is not working right now, your business is not growing, you aren't getting the recognition you think you deserve, but please calm down. Patience is power. Patience is not an absence of action, rather, it is timing. It waits on the right time to act for the right principles. And in the right way. I know and I understand that genuinely your marriage is breaking you, but please be patient. Marriage requires a lot of work, so patience is a key aspect in a healthy marriage. Be patient with your dreams. Be patient with yourself. Amazing things will happen. Probably, you have to go through that phase so you can return to your Lord. Probably, you have to be in that phase so you can go back to your Lord. And definitely, He will reveal the next step to you. Probably that is your season of preparation, and God is just building the capacity you will need for the greatness inside of you. You ever see someone and think to yourself, I wish I had their patience? I tell you, darling, he or she wasn't born with it. They had to learn it. Everybody has patience. Some of us just make better use of it than others. I understand, darling, no matter how hard you try to strengthen your patience, there are moments when you think will surely test your limits. However, the one thing I had learned over the years is that perseverance and patience pays off in the long run. It took you time for you to get to where you are, and changing is not going to happen overnight. It is going to take trial and error. It is going to take a lot of patience. It is going to need you to be persistent with yourself as well. The hard times are going to come. The difficult times of parenting children will try our patience. Babies will stay up late at night or get up in the middle of the night when we had never taken any sleep. But we need to always remind ourselves that no matter how hard the time is, it is just a season and it will pass. The prophet, peace be upon him, was patient in withstanding life's problem and hunger. He, peace be upon him, used to be so hungry that he used to tie a stone to his stomach and his voice would become weak. This is mentioned in the story of one of the companions with his wife, when he said to her, "The messenger of Allah is so hungry that his voice is weak. Do you have anything to give to him?" She said, "Yes." Then she took a few loaves of barley bread and wrapped the bread in her head covering. She then sent it to the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. The prophet's uncle, Abu Talib, died. His wife, Khadija, died. All his children, except Fatima, also died. And his uncle, Hamza, was killed. May Allah send peace and prayers on him. In fact, his youngest child, Ibrahim, died when he was carrying him in his arms at the age of 2 years. He, peace be upon him, looked at his dear son that was so close to his heart, with tender tears falling on his cheeks. Do not let obstacles and problems deter you from calling others to Allah, and know that indeed victory comes with patience, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, told us. Be perseverant in avoiding sins, even though your desires may want otherwise. Be patient in performing acts of obedience, even though you may find it difficult. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Paradise has been surrounded by hardships, and hellfire has been surrounded by temptations." If you are harmed in your person, or your family have been harmed, you are not the only one who has experienced such pain. Remember your Prophet, peace be upon him, and how he suffered more than that. And he did what? He remained patient with Allah. He remained patient. And finally, make your heart long for the blessings Allah gives the patient ones. May Allah make you steadfast on Deen. Thank you for listening. Bye.